What's up, everybody? Nate Tarantino here, back at it again with another episode of the Guided Spirits Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the law of polarity. Basically, everything is in a dualistic nature, but different in degree. So, you have every single emotion you can possibly think of, happy and sad, and like anxious and calm, anger, and whatever the opposite of anger would be, like peace, basically. Like, the idea is to always live in those high vibrational states of mind. You want to always be in that, like, loving mood. You want to be spreading love and, like, good vibes. Like, I was all about good vibrations, and this is a whole thing about, like, Rastafarians and, like, you know, like, all these people, like, be smoking hella weed, and they're just always, like, happy and, like, joking and, like, you know, it's that, like, good vibe of, like, the Rasta vibe. And, like, the whole point of it is, like, you can focus on this, and you're just going to have a good life. Like, you see, like, all these, like, Jamaican people in Cape Cod, and they're always, like, all really happy. Like, I've never really met, like, a Jamaican person who's, like, hella sad. And I feel like it really comes down to that, like, their outlook on life, no matter what they're doing. Like, they could just be, like, painting a house, and they're just, like, joking around, listening to music, and having a great time. And, like, this is, like, what I see. Maybe it's different because, like, I'm not them. But I just see, like, that vibe, like, they focus on the good, and I have the same aspects in my life where, like, I'm not, like, full, like, Rasta, but, like, the idea of, like, I focus on the light, like, I focus on love, I focus on, like, being grateful for the things that I have, I focus on being grateful I'm alive, and most importantly, I'm my authentic self. I'm not afraid to share my shortcomings, and this is key, because, like, I make a lot of mistakes, and I have fucked up so many times in my life, and I use this podcast to share them, because if I can share the mistakes that I've made, and why I've made them, I can help other people become better. With that being said, number one thing that I've screwed up in my life is not expressing the bad, but using, it's like that law of rhythm I just talked about in the last episode, where, like, you have to, like, embrace the dark to find your inner light. And then once you know what your inner light is, meaning, like, your inner purpose, like, what you feel like you were meant here, what you feel you were meant to do on this earth, like, you have to find that and then, like, hold on to it and use that to drive you, like, and then the dark times, like, the things you go through, like, when I almost died from vaping and, like, addiction, like, that's a drive, like, and the same thing goes for, like, when I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, and, like, I'm dirt broke, and, like, everything's, like, falling apart, and, like, I'm like, well, I gotta learn how to sell, or I gotta get better at selling, so, like, when I release my course, I can sell it to anyone. All right, let me go get a job selling cars. Like, it's that whole idea where, you have to focus on things that are in your control, and the number one thing that's in your control is your reaction to every situation, and if you can control your reaction, you can control your anything. Like, the power of your entire being comes from your reaction. Like, you choose what you put out into the earth, like, or into the external world, the entire universe. Like, every time you speak a sentence, you are legitimately, like, creating ripples in space-time. And my friend and I were talking about this tonight. She was like, I want to say something, but I know it's not good. And I was like, all right, well, then, like, don't say it, like, because she was like, I want to say it out loud, but, like, I know, like, it's not, like, you shouldn't say things out loud, because when you say them out loud, it makes it more true, and, like, the more you put energy into something, like, of a thought, like, you're not your thoughts, meaning, like, when you have a thought, and you start acting on it through, like, feelings, like, those feelings are real, but your thoughts will come and go, meaning, like, you might think you love someone, and you won't know you love them until you feel a certain way about them when you're there with them and when you're not with them. Like, they say that, like, women don't fall in love with men while they're there, but they fall in love with them, like, once they leave, and they, like, think about how they felt while they were with them. Well, like, the idea behind that is, like, well, that is focusing on that, I feel like, more of a negative aspect of it. Like, you should be, like, grateful for the time that you have. Like, well, I was here with my friend Haley. I'm thinking, like, oh, geez. Like, every time I'm around her, I'm, like, yes, like, this is exactly what, like, we're supposed to be doing. Like, we have great conversation. We enlighten each other. We make each other feel better about our existence. And, like, every time, it's like we're always learning from each other. Like, that's exactly what a relationship's supposed to be. And all my best relationships, I'm always, like, helping the person become better, and they're helping me become better. And we're growing together. And you should always be feeding off each other. If you're bringing each other down in any way, like, you probably don't have a good relationship, and it's probably really toxic. Whether it be, like, real love or not, like, toxic love is toxic love. So one of you has to figure out, like, the truth there. And authenticity is key to that. Like, if you're really being authentic about how you feel about someone, then you gotta be the honest one. And that's it. With that being said, focus on the love. Focus on those high vibrations. Like, this whole point of the law of polarity is you have the ability to choose that reaction. And when you're choosing it, you can always stay in a state of mind of, like, love, abundance, gratitude, and, like, this, like, pure, like, I can't say you're always going to be joyful and whatnot. Like, you're not always going to be in ecstasy, but, like, you can have good days and you can have great days. There's no such thing as bad days. And when you understand what I mean by this, you'll find yourself really living, like, your purpose. And this is, like, when I was sleeping in my parents' basement on the floor to make myself suffer, and I was thinking, like, damn, like, why am I doing this? Like, oh, I know, like, the law of rhythm, embracing the dark, like, I need to figure out my inner light. Okay, I know what I need to do with my life. Like, I need to make this course. I need to teach people. I need to share these hermetic principles. I need to share my keys to mindset. Like, how do I make it through the darkest things in my life? How have I made it through all these addictions? How have I gotten out alive in so many situations that I believe I really should have died? And it's because of the hermetic principles. It's because of the laws of the universe. It's because of my belief in myself and my belief in God being for me. The idea that if God is for you, then who can be against you? And then you lead with good intentions, and you're always looking to better those around you, and you're always putting other people before yourself. But not only are you putting other people before yourself, but you're not afraid to help yourself too, because if you don't save yourself, no one's going to save you. That's critical to remember. It's all important. You have to have balance. You have to know when to feel certain things and when not to. You have to control your feelings, meaning when you're feeling down, you have to purposefully feel down. If you feel down, you got to dig into that feeling until you feel so down that you want to just start smacking your head against a concrete wall because you're so upset at yourself for what you did, because you know that everything that happens to you is your fault. So you have no one to blame but yourself. That's how I felt last night. I wanted to hit my head against a concrete wall until I cracked my head open again. Trust me, it's really toxic, and I recommend not doing it because there's better ways to embrace the down and the darkness, and that is just to embrace how shitty you feel. And when you feel really shitty, all you can do is be like, damn, I fucked up so hard. This is all my fault. I'm going to make my life better because I'm not a bitch. That's literally what you have to do. Like, you have to be grateful you got a chance to even experience that, because some people, they don't get a chance to experience those things. So they're never going to even understand what the highs feel like because they've never even been in a low. They live at such a mellow tone where they're in such a low vibration. They just, like, have, like, a baseline, and, like, baseline's fucking terrible. Like, it's good to always understand what it feels like to be happy, because happiness is a choice. But getting back to it, learn when to express what vibrations at what time. And when I say vibrations, I mean when to express your internal state at certain times. You have a choice. You feel like shit on the inside, but you express gratitude to everyone around you. You say, damn, I'm so grateful you're in my life. And you got to show them why you're grateful and for them being in your life. It's all this a game where you are controlling energy through the vibrations, through the feelings, through the emotions. You have to pick and choose what you want to feel, when you want to feel it. It's the law of rhythm. It's the law of polarity. It's that law of mentalism. And we're going into the next lesson, and that's going to be the law of vibration. And this is the perfect point to turn it, and I will see you in the next episode. My name is Nate Sorrentino, and this was God Spirits Podcast.